Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Real quick, I got a question for you and John. So Stafford goes out, has a great game, mm-hmm. right? Sort of great. I mean, threw a pick, almost threw another pick, whatever.
He's gonna throw picks.
Got bailed out by Cooper Kupp, right? So I tweeted about Stafford. People got very offended. Then yesterday, I tweeted out, new regime, same old Lions. People got very offended. Why do people get so offended? Furthermore, if you're a Lions fan, why would you get offended by any negative Lions thing and stick up for the team?
Well, that I agree with you. Well, why should you be offended? However, being a Lion fan, but I think people like myself and John and Gov, for the most part, most people say, look, we knew what this team was. We know it's going to take a few years, so they're going to suck. We're embracing the suck, and that's it. So we don't need to have it, dirt kicked in our face while we embrace the suck.
And it's a new regime, same old Lions, but they're living with the old regime's decisions right now. A lot of them.
Yeah, most of them.
I mean, it's going to take some time to dig out of this hole.
My hope going into this season, I said this preseason several times, that the scheme defensively would make the defense a little better. I think I was wrong. I mean, the lack of talent, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought Collins would contribute. I mean, what a joke of a signing.
Yeah. Trey Flowers hasn't been much better either, right?
Trey Flowers is the one that I think, he's been hurt. This is the first year he's played, and we're only two games into it, but there's been no production for what he's getting paid and the amount of cap space that he is taking up.
It's a lot of cap space. And the one signing that I'll give them grief about, and I'm sure Campbell and Aaron Glenn had impact on it because they were with him in New Orleans, is Anzalone. He's terrible. Or he's played terrible thus far. He looks slow. He dumb penalties, as the ticket texter pointed out, and that's got to change. And that's why we want to see Derek Barnes in there. He's at least fast. Maybe he could be the spy of Lamar tomorrow on Sunday. I don't know. Josh and Warren, what's up?
Yeah, John, I totally agree with you. They are making decisions from the previous regime, like terrible clock management and ruining a complete game plan for your team. Because if you go up by a touchdown at halftime, you know what you can do in the second half? Run the ball. You know what happens? You keep it out of baby hands to fumble it when he taps it out of his own hands. They were running the ball just like they were last week, but guess what? You go up three at halftime instead of going up a touchdown. Now you got to play from behind the whole game because of terrible decisions that this organization keeps doing with these dumb coaches. When are we going to learn? We were ridiculed by media members and the radio of fans complaining about what happened in the preseason. Oops, what happened in the second game of the year? Terrible clock management going into halftime.
You're right, and I'm one of those who I still don't think what happened in the preseason has any bearing about what happened yesterday. Yesterday was wrong, but even if they do score a touchdown, Green Bay still
Green Bay comes out in the second half and scores a touchdown,
so it's tied instead of they're ahead. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, look,
can run the ball. They didn't run the ball the second half because you're playing catch-up, and you have a quarterback that you're already kind of isolating with check downs and runs already, which he played pretty damn well in the first half. But then you put the pressure on him in the rain to play catch up. And what does he do? Two turnovers, right? Almost a third if he didn't fall back on top of it, because you can't run the ball now because your whole philosophy changed because you get behind already from not scoring a touchdown. When you have three Hall of Famers on a broadcast with the Mannings and their guests saying, "What are you doing here?"
I totally agree. It was absolute there's poor clock management. But let me ask you this, Josh. Don't coaches, just like players, deserve a chance to improve in their first full year?
I would understand if I hadn't seen it for the 50th time as a fan in 10 years.
Okay, well, I'm talking about Campbell himself, okay?
But he did it 4 weeks ago, and we were told not to worry about it. It's not going to happen.
Because it's
and it happened. Yeah.
Well,
when is it going to change?
He will be asked about it. He will be asked about it either. He will be asked about it either today or tomorrow. All right, you keep babbling. Yes, we agree. It was poor clock management. Unless he was just
going into halftime. Yes, but then whether you go in up a touchdown or up a field goal, you come out of halftime and your defense allows them to go right down the field, 8 plays, 87 yards. And score a touchdown. And instead of being down 4, you'd have been tied. And it doesn't change at that point your game plan in regards to running the football or having to throw the football. What changes it, and I would have liked to have gotten Josh's opinion on this, is you don't get any points on your drive that went 8 plays, 50 yards, and you don't convert a fourth down conversion.
Well, he's going to blame the coach for the poor play call. So, you know.
Yeah.
Which you can. I would have run the ball in that situation personally, but whatever. Hindsight's always.
He's going to blame somebody for every play that was called in that game.
Right. Dan and Warren, what's up?
Yeah, the last guy stole my thunder. Listening to you guys say be patient is frustrating. We've been patient 60 years. They've never proven to be able to build a winner.
I understand that, don't you have to be patient? With
people. Why?
Because it's their first year running the show.
Every regime has a first
okay,
year.
Okay, Dan, what do you want to do? Go root for another team then. I mean, seriously.
We know they suck.
We know they've always sucked. They have awful ownership. We know all that. What do you want to do, Dan?
I want you guys to stop saying be patient.
Okay.
Dan, let me ask you this. Looking at the roster coming into this season and living with the decisions that Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia made, what were your expectations 2 weeks ago for Dan Campbell and this football team?
No different than it has been for any of the other regimes. They're just going to blow.
Right. Yes. We agree. We totally agree. I'm just saying you need to be patient on this regime. Give it 2 years before they blow again. That's all.
God. Let me give you guys a number. Yeah? 646. What does that mean? What does that stand for?
646 games since they won a playoff game? I don't know.
No. I don't know. Maybe more than that.
Yards that they've given up?
No. That is the amount of points they're on pace to give up in this season. They're giving up 38 points per game. Does that offense, that's not a 38-point-per-game offense.
No, without a deep threat, it's certainly not.
And they gave up 38, or 41 of the Niners. Yeah, 7 of those were on the defense.
Whatever, yeah.
But still, 34. I mean, the Niners, you know, yeah, they played the Eagles, a better defense, but it's not like they're gangbusters. I didn't think the Packers had their A game last night. I know what Roger said about the trolls. I still think there could be some issues there. This offense just isn't good enough to win with this defense.
Well, the team's not good enough to win.
And what Campbell said. But these last two calls are what I talked about, you know, kind of hinted at a couple hours ago. I just don't know if I can handle giving these guys a free pass, even though they deserve a year and a half, 2 years to show that they're doing the right thing. It's not fair to them, but
definition
I'm a fan. I've been hearing it my whole life. I'm sick of it, too.
What's your definition of a free pass? I mean, we're criticizing.
How can you criticize these guys for the roster that they were given?
Well, we are. We're criticizing for the roster they were given. And we're also criticizing the head coach for the time management. I mean, what else? I mean, I don't know what people want us to do.
So it's fair criticism.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, exactly.
Dan Campbell is the coach in Detroit. Brad Holmes is the GM. who could they have gotten out and gone to get as a coach that was available that would have come here that would have that would be different after two games?
I don't want to answer that because I think for now it's not fair to them to answer that. I'm not writing these golfers. Anyway, they deserve the free pass. Me as a fan, there's this inner fight. Do you guys see what I'm trying to say?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what we're hearing here with these last couple calls. It's just, my God, it's this bad?
Look,
I
understand. Look, if I wasn't working this job, I might not have stayed up and watched that damn crap last night once it got to a certain point. I mean, people are getting fed up. I mean, they've been getting fed up for years. I get that.
You're asking in maybe a decent offense, I'll give them, okay, to be perfect. It's just not going to happen.
I know. All right, 248-539-9797. Lots of people want to chime in here. Lions get blown out in the second half by the Green Bay Packers. And patience growing thin already after just 2 weeks. And I get it when I say you need to be patient with Campbell and Holmes. It is two games. And when you change leadership, you usually have to give it a few years. And look, I've been here for 36 years. I know, all right? This team has sucked for a long, long, long time. And so the word patience rubs people the wrong way. And I completely understand that. But in fairness to them, let's see how it plays out for a year or two to see if they improve. If you want to show your venom should be at the ownership. Okay, don't give your venom to Holmes and Campbell yet.
They've shown nothing to say that they're not the guys for the job.
Correct.
I also believe they haven't shown anything to say they are the right guys for the job.
That's absolutely true.
And I think that's where the people out there that didn't like the hires, or. This is where Dan Campbell puts a little bullseye on himself with some of his off-field antics. I think it's quick. People may come quicker. People have already used one person today, said sideshow. Another person said clown.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – they do deserve time. But
that's all I'm saying.
Patience as fans is just – it's tapped out at this point.
I know. All right. A lot of people want to talk. Edward in Detroit, what's up?
Good morning, guys. You know, I don't know if there's an old bit siren anymore. But let's get back. Let's hop in our DeLoreans and go back in time and look at a football team that was coming out of a four-year stretch where they had three winning seasons. And look at how our fans complained. We thought that a team that – I don't know what the numbers are, Stoney. You probably know how many – I don't know how many winning seasons the Detroit Lions have had over the past 50 years. It may be less than 15. Somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
So to say that they had four seasons, three out of four winning seasons, two playoff trips, and for the fan base and way too many in the media, that wasn't good enough. And so now if they had a 9-7, if they had a 10-7 season, we'd have a parade down Woodward for them.
Well, in fairness, I know what you're inferring about Caldwell. And look, I was one of them who thought it was time to change because you wanted to step up. It was the same thing with Wayne Fonts. You know, Wayne Fonts got to an NFC Championship game. A few years later, he was fired because after a while, you want something better. And look, Caldwell certainly better than Patricia. My biggest problem was who they hired. And in retrospect, mm-hmm. It was a huge mistake. Al in Ypsilanti, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to clear up. I think I understand what Gov was saying. It's we're going to have to endure another 15 more weeks of this. As being Lions fans, it's frustrating enough to know that we're going to stink, but to endure it for all the next 15 more weeks is even tougher. And the other point I want to make real quick was I think the word patience is the trigger.
Yeah.
We all know we got to be patient, but I think a lot of the fans that are angry are saying we don't want to hear patience. We know that already.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
We're just going to have to just suck it up.
Exactly. Embrace the suck.
Mm-hmm.
Ron in Downriver, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm just hearing all the fans just getting worked up. I just want to say, take a chill pill, man. Take it down a notch. We know we're watching here. This might be an 0-17 team, you know, make history or something. But they're building something. I think this team, they're putting it together to lose so they can get better picks. They traded away the best player. What was that, the kicker? You know, maybe we had a close game that Prater would come in and nail a field goal.
Well, no, they didn't chase him away. I wouldn't have paid him that much money either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like anybody that looked like they were good, we traded them off, and we're building new. So we're in a total rebuild.
Yes.
That's why these guys got 5 years on the contract, and we got to give them time. Yeah. I mean, it's not a good product. We've seen it out there, you know, two times in a row, you know. So hopefully it'd be some change that we played that's not as good, and we can sneak a win in here and there, and, you know. But, hey, enjoy the ride, you know.
Yeah. I think for me it's the hopelessness with the defense. I was just that it is every bit as bad as last year.
Right.
That's where I'm like, oh, my, this fix is a lot longer and bigger than I realized. You could argue – I actually argue that there may not be in 3 years one of these guys starting on this defense.
Oh, they're bad. There better be, or then.
Well,
these,
that's starting right now. Okay, because you would expect Barnes and Onwuzurike to be starters.
Yeah.
So
yes,
correct that a little bit.
Yeah, because if they're not, then Holmes has to go. Eric in Detroit, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's funny to me to hear people's emotions so high. Like, where was your expectations coming into this season? It should have been low, because if you look at what the old regime left us, Trey Flowers and Jamie Collins straight up, flat out stealing money. The linebacking core sucks.
Right.
And if they would have not drafted Okuda and just drafted Justin Herbert, this franchise would be in a better place. It's like, I don't know why y'all fans' emotions are so high. I'm a diehard Lions fan, too. But we got to put some accountability on what Quinn left them. Let's sit back. Let's let them rebuild. They got two first-round picks in the next 2 years. So let's see what they can do. I would start Derek Barnes, personally.
Yes,
how the middle linebacker last night got trash, that was a bad signing from them. And the Lions got to stay away from this drafting familiar players from teams they know. Go out, get some dogs, and who will hit a running back in the mouth, who can hit a tight end, who can read a damn play. Let's just get it going.
Get these guys
some time.
I totally agree with you. Derek Barnes needs to play and play soon.
Yes.
He just played special teams last night, and that's not enough. Carl in Sterling Heights, good morning.
What's up, guys? I feel so bad for you.
Why?
Because you guys are getting beat up, man. These people don't understand how bad the product is. If you watch the game yesterday, he's garbage. But my thing is, I know we're getting real thin in that secondary, and I think it was Jeremy Jacobs that he couldn't cover. We need a veteran, like one solid veteran. What if
Richard Sherman, he's going to sign with the Bucks.
But we tried to get him before, but the culture was horrible. And if you watch, I understand it's garbage time, it's makeup, but there's a lot of players on this team that aren't giving up in the fourth. You know, they're playing hard, they're down, they're not trying to give up.
Hey, Carl, I have a question for you. Why the hell would Richard Sherman want to come here?
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing.
Yes,
the home game version is available shortly.
Yes.
Did Richard Sherman want to embrace the suck?
This point in his career.
No, exactly. He wants to go play with John's boy, Tom. Matt in Highland, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, before I get to my point, didn't Richard Sherman come out and just roast the organization 2 years ago when they were looking to get him?
Yeah.
And he totally just destroyed the Lions organization, but
yeah, pretty
I
much.
Digress.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I'll never defend this team, but when the new regime walks into an empty desk and the best player on the field walks into the office right after they see the desk is empty and say, I want to get traded, they waved the white flag right there. What exactly did you expect at that point?
Exactly.
This is nothing but an evaluation year. That's it.
As I used to say, I said for Bobby Ross, a season of observation. That's what this is, really.
And
you just hope, you know, that they at least win a game.
Well, yeah, you want them to win a game, but it is an evaluation year. It's an evaluation year of, I think, more of Brad Holmes than it is of Dan Campbell, because you want to see, we've already seen Penei Sewell. We think he's a pretty good player. What are we going to see? How are we going to evaluate Onwuzurike, McNeil, Melon Fonwainu, St. Brown, his draft picks, right. And we didn't even get a chance to see Derek Barnes. Right. We need to see more of these guys. If they're 100% bought into this is a rebuild, which when you trade away Matt Stafford and you get two first-round picks, you're admitting that it is a 100% full-on rebuild. So then buy in. You've got a young secondary. Play all your young players. Play Derek Barnes. Find out if he's a player or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.